From Tidbits on June 1st, 2009, this is the audio edition of TheMacBundles.com offers alternative approach to bundle deals, written by Adam Siangst. Over the last few years, several groups, most notably Mac Heist and Mac Update, have taken to offering bundles of Mac software for what seems like insanely low prices. But while these bundles have proven popular with Mac users, they've also generated controversy among the developer community. In an attempt to address these concerns, shareware developer Steve Becker, working with longtime e-commerce site Kagi, has launched an alternative site, themacbundles.com. The Mac Heist and Mac Update bundles have been undeniably popular with Mac users, who see them as a way to buy a couple of great applications at a discount, with the rest of the programs thrown in as a possible bonus. The bundles usually contain a few marquee applications, a number of pieces of software that you might have heard of before, and several apps that are entirely unknown. On the downside, the licenses that users receive aren't always eligible for discounted upgrades. Since the developers don't earn much on each bundle sale, it makes sense to charge full price for upgrades, and to have an upgrade come out not long after the bundle promotion ends. Among the Macintosh developer community, the bundles were initially controversial, since with the first Mac Heist bundle, the participating developers reportedly earned only a flat fee. Subsequent Mac Heist and the Mac Update bundles involved small percentages to the developers, so although the earnings per sale was still very low, developers could share in the success of the promotion. That said, even with percentage details, at least some developers had to agree to caps that limited their earnings, with much of the profit going to the middleman. Other criticisms included the concern that the practice of unlocking key applications only when enough copies of the bundle had been sold felt shady. That's because early buyers were purchasing on the assumption they would receive everything in the bundle. Another criticism was that some of the marketing practices were troubling, like Mac Heist encouraging users to post advertising messages on Twitter. And lastly, people were bothered by the fact that discounting the prices on the items in the bundle so much devalued software in general. Despite these criticisms, plenty of developers have been interested in participating because the bundles provide significant exposure to new customers, generating some income and making it easier to market updates and new products to those people in the future. With themacbundles.com, Steve Becker has attempted to address the various concerns surrounding previous bundle promotions in a number of ways, most notably, 1. All the products included are the latest versions of well-known, high-quality applications. Programs included in the first bundle meet this criteria. Graphic Converter, Drag Thing, Default Folder 10, Spellcatcher 10, Hootspot, Mariner Write, CoverStream, and Becker's own iPrint. 2. Apart from small order processing administrative costs, transaction fees, bandwidth, and so on, all the proceeds from bundle sales are split among the developers. The developers earn a lot more per bundle, and there's no middleman earning a profit. 3. Bundle customers are entitled to reduced-priced upgrades and the same level of support as those buying the software for full price. And 4. There are no games with unlocking desirable applications after certain sales volume has been reached. The closest that the MacBundles.com gets to generating hype is offering Baseline as a bonus only to the first 2,000 customers and running the promotion only for a limited time, 2 weeks in this case. The only criticism that still applies to themacbundles.com is that such inexpensive bundles devalue Macintosh software in general, which could in turn lead to sufficiently reduced profits that developers would abandon the platform. I don't agree with that concern. There are few enough bundles and so much Mac software that I can't see anyone delaying the purchase of a desired application on the off chance that it might appear in a bundle in the future. I worry more about marketplaces like Apple's App Store, where head-to-head competition among relatively similar apps has caused prices to drop to unprecedented levels. A bundle of 10 popular iPhone apps wouldn't even approach the price of a single Mac program. While Steve Becker is attempting to set the MacBundles.com apart from the other bundle promotions available, the reality is that the competition is only for the dollar of the Macintosh consumer, since the bundled software varies widely. For instance, the current Mac Updates promo spring bundle includes 11 applications for $49.99, including Circus Pony's Notebook, Tech Tool Pro, and Parallels Desktop. If you want those applications, great, but there's nothing stopping you from buying the MacBundles.com bundle for Graphic Converter, Drag Thing, Default Folder 10, and Spellcatcher 10 as well. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, pick up bundles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and, from a consumer perspective, it's great stuff, and you get it cheap, so, as long as the developers are doing it happily, which they all seem to be, take advantage of it while it lasts.